You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatarity Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 112. Today is April 12, 2024, and today we're going to have another fun episode. No one going to child trauma or anything like that. My son Julian, aka JoJo, and I are going to recap WrestleMania 40. So we had our WrestleMania predictions. Now we have a WrestleMania recap. So if there's any noise in the background, it's probably my computer because we're actually watching WrestleMania on the screen in the background. And for that, I needed the computer on. So let's see here. First, let's see here. Catch up with Julian. Julian, how was your week? You were on vacation. So we recorded on the 12th, and then you were on vacation that week, right? No, I'm sorry. We recorded on the 1st. We were on vacation that week. But you still have practice, dude. What the hell?
Yeah.
Why? I took the week off of work, and you guys still have practice.
Yeah, well, we got other priorities, Dad.
That's some bullshit.
We got busy lives these days.
Yeah. Well, I did end up taking I did take him hostage for Thursday. I didn't allow them to go to practice because I took them to the Brea Tar Pits and the observatory. People don't see you shaking your head.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Did you like the observatory and the Brea Tar Pits?
Yeah, that was cool. I just wish we looked through the telescope, but it wasn't open.
Well, those aren't for us. That main telescope is for the people that work there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not for the public. My understanding, at night they do have other people that show up, and they have hundreds of telescopes, and people are pretty cool. Go ahead and look through it. I told Uncle Danny we got a telescope, and he was all, that's pretty cool. So he might be making a trip down here. I guess let's get into it. Freaking night one of WrestleMania.
Oh yeah.
So we both predicted that Rhea Ripley was gonna win this match.
Yeah.
So let me go to the screen here. Let me see here. Triple H is coming out. Oh, I can't. We can't even make that play. There we go. Mute it. We gotta mute it. What's up with this Rhea Ripley coming out with some weird band?
I think that's the band she comes out with that sings her actual song.
I believe you're right. Like, they all look like her, though.
Yeah, I think they're all there to support her.
Yeah, so the first match of night one was Rhea Ripley I'm messing up all my
shit. You broke that.
I think I did break this. Hold on, let me see. Plug that in.
Technical difficulties.
Yes, sir. The first night was the first match was Rhea Ripley versus the man, Becky Lynch. Let's see here. Let's fast forward. I kind of like that entrance, dude. She
Rhea's?
Yeah, dude. She's like powerful, dude. She gonna fuck you up, dude.
Your second wife?
We keep it to ourselves, dude. You already got me in trouble, dude. So which problem? Which problem is? Let's see here. Was the man already in there? Oh, the man was already in the ring. I was playing it when you were while you were washing your dishes.
Oh yeah.
Look, what's up with? Did you see that her outfit was her dress was like pages of her book.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
The little flowy thing, right?
Yeah. So I don't know what you call that. What do you call that on a dress? I forgot what they're called. But it's what hangs off the dress of like a wedding dress and stuff like that. I'm not sure what the name of it is, but
yeah,
veil maybe. I'm not sure.
The veil is the thing that covers the face.
Okay, my bad. So come on, Dad. The veil for the dress part. So she came out and it looked like she had it was her book. So they're showing her history. But let's go back to the match. Oop. Let's go back to the match. So right here, she is. Becky's dominating right now. She threw her back in the ring. Did you honestly give the man any hope?
I mean, no, not really.
We all know. She just slammed
Rhea's been like on top.
What do you think about this Prime sponsorship, man?
I hate Prime.
Dude, this is some bullshit. I can't take the wrestling seriously.
If Logan Paul didn't work with Prime, then I would like it. But
every time I go to one of my 7-Elevens, they have a Prime display and they have a picture of Logan Paul.
You should knock it over.
Look what should have been. Every time whether they show the sponsorship of the WrestleMania 2K20 or the 2K24, WWE game, I remind him what could have been, because we haven't got it because of him.
It's not my fault. You don't need me to get it.
Yeah. Well, so okay, let's see here. So Becky is
in the corner.
In the corner. Let's see. Let's fast forward a little bit. I think. Oh, Rhea Ripley's now.
Frog dominating.
I don't like this. I don't like that she does the Eddie Guerrero little on top of the ring dance.
Yeah.
What does it call it? Homage to the. I think that's what they call it. To the to Eddie Guerrero. I don't like it that they call her mommy, because that's they're talking about China. We haven't got to the Attitude Era where Eddie Guerrero joins China and they're a team. You just started watching where DX is being formed, so you see that China's with Triple H and Shawn Michaels the entire time.
Yeah.
But at one point she actually splits from DX and she's with Eddie Guerrero. So I don't like that
they do that one TikTok we saw where they went against each other.
Yeah. So I don't like that she does that. But I'm sure it's not her doing it. But I don't like that they call her mommy, because that's what they call China. And I don't like that they call Dom freaking Latino Heat. That's Eddie Guerrero's name, man. I actually tweeted. I went on Twitter or X now, and I actually said I you're looking at me weird. I actually hashtagged the WWE. And I said, when you guys call Dom Dom Latino Heat, that's disrespect towards
Eddie Guerrero.
So that's how pissed off I was. So, all right, let's see here. Looks like Becky Lynch is getting the upper hand right now. But she has her in some kind of lock. And now Rhea Ripley slamming her on the mat. And don't mock out her now. Yeah, no, she's not looking good for the man.
Near fall.
Dude, her face, Rhea Ripley's face makeup is crazy, dude. Like all purple and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 52 degrees.
That's the one thing that people kept on complaining about.
Michael Cole?
How Michael Cole continuing to say how cold it was in Philadelphia.
It was cold.
Apparently, it was cold. So, but there goes Becky. She just did a leg drop from the top rope, but Rhea looks like she countered it. She's putting her in a. Call this thing. You're good at calling moves already.
I know that's her submission move, but I don't know what it's called.
Some kind of figure four, but like with her arms. So she has her in the middle of the ring, and then she fights it, right? She gets out of that, right?
Yeah, she does. She's crawling back to the bottom rope.
Yeah. Let's see here. You can hear the freaking the computer. Anyways, let's see here. Let me see. Let's go fast forward a little bit. And then she kicked out of it. Rhea Ripley's face is like, what the fuck just happened? She's shitting bricks. Again, this match is still continuing. Now they're going outside of the ring.
Uh-oh. Bonk.
Damn.
Just dropped her on the floor.
Now Rhea Ripley's doing her signature screaming at the fans look. Like, she gets her momentum. That's what it is. It's a momentum kind of like a thing. And now.
Oh, frog splash.
Is this where she does it?
Yeah. She does it for Dominic because that's what he does.
And then she does it again, right? The Guerrero thing?
Nah, I don't think so.
No. Let's see here. She's going to do the frog splash. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that, dude. That's Eddie Guerrero's thing.
The frog splash?
Yeah, Eddie Guerrero, that was his thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did the frog splash. Let's see here. Well, she kicked out of the frog splash.
Oh, yeah, it's not her move.
And now Becky Lynch is going to try to give her like a...
Manhandle slam.
From the top rope and fails. And now Rhea Ripley has her in her riptide on the corner ropes. Top turnbuckle. And now she's going to do it in the middle of the ring. Boom. Rhea Ripley. 1, 2, 3. All right. What do you think about this match?
I think that was easy to predict.
It was easy, right? That, you know, now that you've been watching wrestling for a year... You can tell, right?
Yeah, we're at a 1 year mark.
We actually are. WrestleMania 39 was our first time that this guy started watching the newer stuff before, you know. So it was very predictable. We felt like Rhea was not going to lose her belt, and we called it. She kept her belt, and Becky Lynch lost. Yeah. So we called it. I think it was your prediction, so most of it, but I agree with you or not. But you did call it. Rhea Ripley did win the match. Now she's doing some crazy poses and
making
fun of the man. And let's fast forward to, is this the one? Is this it? Oh,
no one could predict this one.
Okay, so now we have the six man, the six, is they call it a six pack
ladder match.
Six pack ladder match for the undisputed
tag
team champions. And this one's crazy because I've never seen a six man undisputed tag team ladder match,
especially because all four belts are in the ring.
Yeah, so apparently now they have the undisputed titles. For those of you that are not watching current wrestling and are used to watching the old school stuff, they now have Universal Championships, which are a title of two belts each person, so a total of four belts, a blue and a red belt for each,
one for SmackDown, one for Raw.
So when they're the champions of both the belts, and that means they can defend it on SmackDown and they can defend it on Raw. So we were not expecting what went down
to happen
on this match. Exactly, we were not. So the only thing is that I'm looking at my notes from the last episode, and I don't remember where I freaking put the
this one.
Yeah, where we.
No, put... I don't think we predicted this one.
You don't think so?
Because it was the six guys. I couldn't pick who was gonna win.
Or did I put it on? No, I put it on night two, so I didn't. We didn't call it right. So okay, so the six man ladder match is up right now, and this is the first time you watched the ladder match.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
what happened?
If you count Money in the Bank, no.
Money in the Bank. Oh, you're right. Money in the Bank is a ladder match. You're right. These goofy goobers. These are the what do you call these guys?
New Catch Republic.
This is what they call. Damn, I'm telling you, you remember everything. These guys, I'm not a really big fan of these guys.
Yeah, me either.
The New Day. So the New Day came around, like, they've actually been around for like at least 15 years.
Damn.
I've never watched them, though. Then you have, okay, so the match is about to start, and you have all four rings hanging, and you have the two SmackDowns on one side and the two Raws on the other side. We actually thought, we predicted right. We said R-Truth was going to win.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the thing, though. I was confused about this match because...
You thought they were going to win all of them?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know the outcome of the match.
I thought they were going to do, like, the same thing where, like, both of them are there, but it was going to be just one by itself. Like, one Raw, one SmackDown.
Ooh, sorry. Yeah, I wasn't expecting the outcome of this match. So what happened was... halfway through the match, we have these guys called Austin Theory and
A-Town.
They call themselves A-Town Down Under because one guy's from Australia and the other guy, what's the guy's from Australia's name?
Grayson Waller.
And they actually win the SmackDown
tag titles
part of the belts. Yeah, so they win that one and the match continues. So I was like, wait, what? Holy shit, that means we can have
two
different champions. So as we're going along, we're watching it. The funny part, the R-Truth is always making people laugh. This guy is comedy gold, and he's been doing it for freaking 20 years of just making people laugh, making character. I see we said it last time, making other wrestlers
fall out of character,
and he's really good. So and this is a ladder match. This is a no tag, no disqualification, anything goes type match. At one point, R-Truth gets on the corner because his partner, The Miz, is getting whooped. R-Truth, is it right here? Is that right here?
Yeah.
Is that right here?
A little bit more.
There it is. So you have Judgment Day, which is Finn Balor and Damian Priest beating up on The Miz. And R-Truth is standing on the corner reaching for a tag.
And he gets it.
And freaking Miz tags him in. Like, he's done this multiple times. We watched him at the Royal Rumble, right?
Yeah,
when he did it with Dominic Mysterio. This guy is freaking hilarious. Like, this is not a tag match.
Character is meant to make you laugh.
Yeah, this is not a tag match, and we were expecting it. We called it, right? We said watch him want to tag in, and he freaking tagged in.
And then I just can't believe how he actually does the splits.
And yeah, he does the splits, dude. This guy being 54 years old, man, he's, you know, they were tripping out. Well, I'll get to that point in a bit, but they were tripping out about The Rock being 51 years old and still got it. This guy's been doing it.
He's 54.
This guy's 54, and he never really took time off. The Rock only comes and goes as he pleases. Oh, and then he does the freaking, he does the attitude. The you can't see me. He does the attitude adjustment because it's a.
And he goes for the pin.
And he goes for the pin. It's not even a freaking lat. It's not even a pin. And he counts 1, 2, 3. He counts himself 1, 2, 3.
And he thinks he won.
And then the Miz is like, no, dude. No, we got to, no, there's not a count. We got to go on top and get it. So now they're going to get their asses whooped again. But he calls John Cena his childhood hero. John Cena's younger than him. So the R-Truth is freaking hilarious. He was actually on TikTok. He goes on TikTok a lot and he does lives. And he was like, I was supposed to get this belt, taking it to the shop so it can get, you know, because they put their names on it.
The plates.
They changed the plates to their name and stuff. And he was on TikTok live saying, nah, I wanted it to show it to you guys first. So he was like, you know, on live on TikTok, showing off his belt and then doing his song, whatever. And even on TikTok, like I said last time, he plays it off like he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
He plays it off like he doesn't know what he's doing. So let's see here. So now they're tag teaming with
DIY,
who The Miz confuses them as DX. He calls one the Cerebral Assassin for Triple H, and he calls the other one Shawn Michaels. He's freaking, I'm telling you, this guy's character is freaking hilarious. If you don't watch wrestling, go on YouTube.
Just do it for R-Truth.
Yeah, go on YouTube, go on TikTok and type in R-Truth, and dude, you're going to have
right here is crazy.
You're going to have yourself
a cannot believe Grayson Waller
and I wasn't expecting that one. Out of all of them, I wasn't expecting these guys to win.
A bunch of nobodies.
I can't believe it. So they just became the SmackDown champions. So they're done. They're out of here.
They're celebrating.
But they can continue in the match.
They can
see, that's why I didn't know that. I thought that's it. They're the champions. No, now they have to try to get the Ross.
Now Austin Theory's
going to win. Because if they get both pair belts, then they become the undisputed champions.
Yeah.
If they only grab one, then they become the champions for whatever color they grabbed. And in this case, they grabbed the blue ones. So they're SmackDown champions.
Oh, I don't
tag
like
team
this.
Champions.
I don't like this part.
Oh, where they freaking powerbomb him on the ladder.
A Birmingham hammer from the over the ropes onto another ladder.
Oh, broke the ladder in half. Yeah, that was...
That hurt me.
You know what, though? It's like... They say wrestling's fake and stuff. Maybe it's definitely scripted. They know who's going to win.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
Stuff like this...
Let me put you through a ladder, see what happens.
Let me put you through a table.
No.
We want tables.
I only have one table and I use it for my podcast equipment, so we're not going to fuck with the place. So we predicted R-Truth's going to win this one, which they did, but we weren't...
That was more like a joke, though.
Yeah, because we wanted him
to
win, but we weren't expecting him to actually win. So him and The Miz are actually the Raw tag team champions now.
Oh yeah.
And I think they're gonna give them new belts now.
Are they?
I think they are. They're giving everybody new belts.
They're gonna break up the Undisputed tag teams.
Apparently Roman's gonna come out tonight on SmackDown to retire his championship belt, which is the one that has all the gold. And I was playing with the 2K23 the other day. I mean, you can't play, so I'm over here doing it. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to change the color of his belt. I couldn't. I would have to download it or redo it.
Oh, yeah.
So I was playing with that. Oh, here we go. DIY are bringing out tables.
R-Truth's taking one to the side.
R-Truth's taking one also. Dude, did you see that one of the tables broke really easy?
Yeah.
They barely like kind of leaned on it and it broke.
Oh, that was
they
really had to get six men, right?
So that was this is a six man.
No, the with Bobby Lashley.
Oh, the hardcore match. You're right. My bad. I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah, that one's the one that broke it easily.
So in this match, they ended up bringing somebody came to interfere. What's it called? The guy from the Judgment Day. He came to help Finn Balor and Damian Priest. What's his name?
JD McDonough.
And he came to help them and ended up costing him because he ended up going through two tables.
Yep.
So this match was actually pretty entertaining, man. Only because R-Truth was in it, I believe. Look at that. Oh, he almost went through the table. I don't know these guys' names.
Which ones?
The DIY.
I don't know that one. The one that's being beat up right now is Tommaso Ciampa.
Okay, see, you know all this stuff.
And the other one is Johnny Gargano.
Right now he's getting his ass whooped by freaking New Day. Oh, New Day's about... Okay, so one of the guys from New Day is about to jump from the top
Xavier
rope.
Xavier Woods.
Okay, damn, see?
I just don't know the other guy's name.
He's going to jump from the top rope
onto a ladder.
Onto this guy. who's on a ladder, and now they're both hurt. See, if they know it's going to hurt, why do they do it?
They got to put on a show.
I guess. All right. So let's see what else is up in this match. So now we have Austin Theory, who's already the SmackDown champion, trying to grab the Raw belts. And then he's got these guys. What? Come on. Help me out here.
New Catch Republic.
About to slam him off the off the ladder. Did they throw him through the table?
No. They just slam him on the floor right now.
Oh, okay. So you remember this. This was like last Saturday, and you remember this.
Amen. I remember important things.
Oh, okay. Now you're talking like mom. Wrestling is more important, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. What have I created? I fucked up. All right. Let's see. Let's fast forward here.
Here comes DIY.
DIY.
Into the ring.
They're trying to climb.
Through a table.
There we go. Boom. Ooh. Hit.
DDT through the table.
Yeah, honestly, if you notice, these tables break real easy. Right down the middle. Before, it wasn't like that. Now these tables do smack. They crack down the middle.
Tommaso Ciampa just grabbed one of them. They're on the top of the ladder.
And all the way down to the bottom. Oh. Don't they throw McDonald from the top of the ladder?
Yeah, they do.
All the way to the table?
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, there he is. I just fast-forward.
The New Day
pushing the ladder off and... JD McDonagh just landed on two tables.
Outside, he is knocked out.
Outside of the ring, he's out.
Oh.
And now there comes Damian Priest to try to help.
Ooh.
Look at where the ladder's bending, right? See how the ladder's bending?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the referee came to tell him, hey, the ladder's breaking.
And he was distracted.
With the momentum. Look, you see her?
Yeah,
look at
she goes on the ringside.
She's telling him, hey, the ladder's broken. And he tells her, like to fuck off. Shut up. Look at how she's grabbing his leg. Hey, fuck off. That's what I heard. That's what I read that he said. Like, told her to fuck off.
Oh, really?
And
someone runs up there right now.
Yeah, so I think it's just the fact that the distraction, they're almost there. It's not the fact that they're going to win. Because, like I said, they know who's going to win already. But there goes the Miz. And look at the ladder. That ladder looks like a fucking rubber. That ladder looks like it's rubber. So... I believe right now they both fall off of it, and it's very flexible on the bottom. I believe they both fall off of it right now, and then one of the referees grabs the ladder and gets rid of it.
Yeah.
There it is. So it just fell. It's leaning up against the ropes. Oh, Damien tries to bring it back up.
No, I think he throws it out right now.
I think now he understands what they were trying to say. So he's throwing the ladder out of the ring.
And he grabs a new one.
And then he goes and grabs a new one because that one, they actually give him a new one. Look, R-Truth gave him a new one. Dude, like I said, back then, WrestleMania 39 when we went to and Finn Balor was bleeding, they've never stopped the match. They just kept on going. And for them to stop the match to kind of stop him from bleeding, that was new to me. So them trying to stop him from going up the ladder because the ladder's breaking, honestly, like I said, that's...
Attitude adjustment from R-Truth.
Attitude adjustment to Damian Priest right now.
Bye, Damian. Over the top rope.
Over the top rope. Oh, this is how he wins it, right?
Yeah.
That's it. R-Truth is climbing. R-Truth is the only one in the ring.
What's going on.
Yep. Only one in the ring. He gets the ladder. And apparently this is R-Truth's very first WrestleMania victory.
Yeah.
In the 20 years that he's been doing this?
Yeah.
This is the first time he wrestles. What's up with that Macho Man dude in the ring? In the crowd. In the crowd. And now he's actually doing it the right way. He's climbing the ladder. And he is about to become
the
champion. The only champion. Thing, this one's a trip because like it's both the belts. It's like on a close hanger type thing. And it's hooked to this big, giant like fishing hook type thing. And he got it. He's a champion now. He's a champion. I mean,
technically, he got two wins in one match.
Yeah, well,
He pinned Finn Balor.
He pinned Finn Balor and he freaking and he grabbed the belts. What the belts. So that was match number two for Monday. Let me mute that. I don't want to get in trouble. All right. Rhea. Six pack tag match. What's next?
I think Rey Mysterio's next.
Let me see here. You called it.
Yeah.
You called it Rey Mysterio. So Rey Mysterio, the storyline was that he was going to come out and fight this guy named Santos and his son, Dominic Mysterio. But somebody ambushed Dragon Lee, which would have been
his tag team partner.
So then there's this new guy that they're trying to get him to join the bad guys, like freaking Dominic and like Santos and shit. So they end up ambushing Rey Mysterio in the ring. So they're like telling him, hey, dude, what the fuck? You gotta help us beat these guys up. So he, instead of helping them, he ended up whipping their asses and then joined Rey Mysterio. And he told Rey Mysterio, I got your back, dude. I'll be your partner at WrestleMania. So
And you didn't trust him.
Look, man, I've been saying I didn't trust him. I did say that on the podcast too, huh?
You did.
I did say I didn't trust him because everybody has backstabbed Rey Mysterio. And ever since I've been watching wrestling, and I was wrong.
You were.
So right now we got Santos coming out. He's the bad guy. Rey Mysterio's, what do you call it? Like, Rey Mysterio was this guy's like childhood hero and all he wanted to do, mentor and everything. And then Carlito came back in the picture and fucking this guy's like, fuck you, man. It was supposed to be us, dude.
He got jealous.
He got all celoso, la chingada.
That's Dominic.
All right, let's go. Dominic's coming out. Okay, so the match is already on.
Ooh.
Oop, did I pause it?
No, I think it's buffering.
That is buffering.
There we go.
There we go. So, this match is kind of like, I mean, it's your typical tag match. It's nothing really crazy, nothing really fancy. I mean, obviously, bad guys doing bad guys things to try to win and stuff. At one point, one of the bad guy girls got in and interfered, and then Zelina Vega, little tiny shrimp, man, she's like 90 pounds, freaking stepped up and helped out with that other girl. And then, is this the one where they launched the guy?
Yeah.
Oh, so let me let it stop buffering because it's buffering. At one point, there's these three guys out in the ring, and one of the good guys?
Yeah, the
good guy. Well, there it is. There he is. So one of the good guys from the LWO, because they brought the LWO back, climbs on the rope.
Joaquin Wilde.
And he has his teammates, like, pull up on the second rope, and he goes flying. He flew from the ring all the way to the freaking entranceway. I mean, not all the way to the top, but that was like pretty
slow.
That was pretty fucking far.
Yeah.
That had to have been easily, what, fucking 20 yards? So that was pretty cool. I thought that was badass. But, bad guy's doing what bad guy's doing. They're fucking beating up on Rey Mysterio. And then that's it.
They cheated.
That's it. So they were cheating. That's right. They were cheating. Let me see here.
They pulled out the Philadelphia guys.
Okay, so right here. We'll leave it back where they launched, where he launched the guy. They launched it. Look, that's a fucking long distance, man. If I had like a tape measure, that was, I don't know, man. That looked like way more than 10 feet. So the bad guys are kicking ass right now. They're beating up on Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio's cornered. He's getting whooped. And I think Dominic tries to grab something. Didn't he?
Yeah, he tried to grab the chair.
Okay, that's right. There he goes. So Dominic Mysterio went to go get a chair to help cheat, and these two guys wearing Philadelphia Rey Mysterio masks, Philadelphia Eagles, are just whipping on freaking...
They throw him against
the corner of the rope, of the ring post, and throw him back in the ring, and then freaking, I believe, let's see here. And then now Santos is getting whooped by the other tag team, Rey Mysterio's tag team.
Andrade
is getting whooped by, oh, God.
And they're both set up.
They're both set up for the 619. Rey Mysterio does a 619 on both of them. And then now they're both like, oh, my God, we're fucked. And Andrade does his special move on Dom. Rey Mysterio does the fucking splash. I don't know. That wasn't a frog splash, but they win the match, right? So... Now, who the hell are these two guys wearing Rey Mysterio Philadelphia masks? They come in the ring, and these really two big dudes. They take off their mask, and it's fucking, what's his name? Taylor Swift's brother-in-law, future brother-in-law. What's his name? Kelsey? Is it Kelsey or?
Travis Kelsey.
Travis Kelsey is her boyfriend, brother. Right?
I don't know his name.
Anyways, he's the guy from the Philadelphia Eagles that just retired. He's
he retired?
Yeah, he retired. He's Taylor Swift's future brother-in-law. And you know what? Honestly, I kind of called it. I called it one because look what Rey Mysterio is wearing. Rey Mysterio is wearing green pants, and his logo on his pants are an eagle.
Yeah.
And there is the shape of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
So I kind of called that. Yeah, that's a crazy launch. They're doing the replay again. That was a crazy launch. So I called that, man. I called it an eagle was going to come in. And actually, we got two of them. But I don't know his name. It's Kelsey. I know it's Kelsey. But it's like, it's not the one dating Taylor Swift. It's the other guy.
It's his brother.
Yeah. It's his brother. So Rey Mysterio wins that match. And I believe... where are we at? We also called it. We called Rey Mysterio. We say Rey Mysterio was going to win.
We should have brought it up during the first match. But I don't like how they got to do their special now, like three times before they actually pin him.
You know what? Ricky was here on night two, you know, when he pulled up to pick up his baby.
Yeah.
And he said the same thing. I'm like, what happened to when you did the special and then that was
one time, it's over.
And that's it. And now it's like two or three or four and they kick it out of everything. It's, I guess they have to just make it more entertaining because it's, back in the day, that was it. You're special and you're done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're all saying, they're all hugging each other and stuff.
Celebrating.
And now they're leaving the ring. So that's another match that we called. Right now, we're 2.5.
We're undefeated.
We're 2.5 because of Grayson Waller. No,
technically, R-Truth won twice, so that makes up the other half.
All right, so we're 3-0 then? You're going to call it 3-0?
We're undefeated.
All right, we're 3-0. They're leaving the ring, blah, blah, blah. What match is next?
Wait, hold on, let me guess.
Oh. I don't know. Yeet versus No Yeet.
Oh yeet.
So we have the two brothers, which in WrestleMania history there's only been three matches where it's brother versus brother. I believe the first one was what's his name? Bret Hart versus Owen Hart. Yeah. And then the second one, I know I recently
Kane versus Undertaker.
I don't think it was Kane versus Undertaker.
Didn't they have a rivalry though?
They did, but I don't think it was them.
They ever did fight?
Yeah, but I don't think it was them. I'm probably going to have to Google it.
No, that was the first
brother. Go ahead and entertain the people while you... I will, like, Google it.
Oh, I don't know. They're showing Team Yeet's history right now. How he would...
Talk about Jimmy, dude.
Jimmy.
Talk about Jimmy and Jay.
Oh, my goody. Jimmy and Jay. Hold on, let's see here. I'm going to go entertain Dead. This is not my job.
What happened?
This is not my job. I don't entertain.
Dude, come on. You got to entertain.
How do I entertain? Well, Jimmy is still a bad guy, but he's a funny bad guy. He does, like, the stupidest stuff. Like, when Roman was promoting Solo Sikoa, Jimmy thought it was him, so he got all excited. And then it wasn't him, so he got sad. But, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
WrestleMania. I'm Googling it, man.
Are you?
Yeah, WrestleMania, brother versus brother.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see here. Jay versus Jimmy. Oh, there it is. So it was in history. It was, Matt Hardy versus Jeff Hardy. I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure.
I don't know who they are.
Yeah, they're in the...
Attitude Era.
They're the ones that kind of put ladder matches on the map.
Oh, really?
They did some crazy hardcore... I think at one point they stacked like two ladders on top of each other. Yeah.
How does that even work?
It happened. So the next match is Jay versus Jimmy. And we said we voted for Yeet, which is, you know what?
Which obviously the right answer.
Dude, we freaking, so we were actually watching it live.
Yeah.
And when Jey Uso's song came out, I stood up on the sofa and I accidentally clicked on the remote and I turned off the TV.
I know. Can't believe you.
So we didn't see his entrance. We're seeing it now. Look at freaking, what's his name? Lil Wayne is wearing freaking Yeet glasses.
I want those glasses.
So we missed this part. So Jey Uso comes out and he does this thing with his arms where he's like kind of
Hyped up the crowd.
Like he hyped up the crowd. What do you call this? Like a wave? Like a forward wave?
Like,
so let's say Angel's
Bowing but without his body.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Just his hands. He's bowing his hands.
Just to hype up the crowd.
And it's pretty fun. I climbed on the fucking sofa and I did it.
Yeah.
One of the announcers, what's his name? Pat McAfee. He climbs on the table and he fucking does it. And they even tell him, dude, you're going to eat shit one of these days. Because he climbs up there and he does this hand bowing motion thing. It's pretty entertaining.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
A year ago, everyone went from hating him and now they love him.
Yeah, dude, we fucking hated this guy. And then freaking one day we're like, fuck it, let's get a shirt. And we ended up getting matching shirts, which you don't wear anymore.
Mine doesn't fit me.
What?
You got me a size too small.
Whatever, dude. Well, we're going to get the Yeet shirts.
No, I'm going to get
the Yeet. So he wears these big, what would you call these glasses? Valentine in the Morning said it this morning, what the glasses are called.
And, like the baseball ones.
Yeah, those really big sunglasses.
That like, cover all your eyes.
It covers half your face. And Jojo here has two of them. I got him two of them. And one of them, we were going to paint them blue. So my wife started painting one of them blue, but it was like a light blue.
It was like a light baby blue.
Light baby blue. And this is more of a dark baby blue.
Yeah.
And we were going to put the word Yeet on it, on the glasses, but we ran out of time. We didn't get it done.
Yeah.
But he's wearing on his glasses, it says WrestleMania 40 instead.
Oh, is that what it says?
Yeah. I'm going to read it right now. The WMXL, so 40.
Extra large.
People were asking on Facebook, why was it called WrestleMania Extra Large? Hello?
Roman numerals?
Come on. Roman numerals. He's like, well, I'm not from Romania.
Rome.
That's what he's saying. Fucking idiot. So, all right. So we got Jimmy. Jay's already out. He's hyping up the crowd.
Here comes Jimmy.
The match is going on. I don't even think he made it to the ring, huh?
Nope. Jimmy went out there and tried smacking him.
Jimmy didn't even make it to the ring where Jay's already on his ass, whooping his ass. And so they're fighting. Boom. Ooh. Some kind of slam right now. Now Jimmy's got the upper hand. You know how mom was saying, look, this guy looks fat. Like, yeah. This guy's fat. He does look like he gained some weight.
Not all wrestlers are like fit.
No.
Like Big Bronson Reed.
Kind of nah, fat. Look at Big Bronson. Yeah, dude, that guy can squash you if he sits on you. Fucking Nia Jax sits on you and you're fucking squashed. I mean.
Oh, yeah. She came from like.
We've always had. There's always been wrestlers like that. Like
Rikishi.
Dude, you haven't even got to that stage yet. You don't even know who Rikishi is yet. But I've shown you videos of Rikishi. Then there was Vader. Vader was a big dude.
Vader is a big guy.
Then you had what was the other guy's name? Bam Bam Bigelow. You don't know who Bam Bam Bigelow was. Bam Bam Bigelow was in the WCW. I don't think he ever made it to the in the time that we watched Attitude Era. I don't think he ever made it to the Attitude Era. I could be wrong though. But yeah, no, you've always had some big dudes. I've never seen big ladies. Nia Jackson and that other like the one that came out with we were watching SmackDown earlier. Where was
Piper Niven?
Yeah, Piper. She's a big girl too.
Yeah.
Right now, Jimmy's got the upper hand and he does some kind of Uso splash and he misses.
Ooh, super kick.
Jay just gave him the super kick. And isn't this when he wakes up and he's like, I mean, when Jimmy's getting up and tell, I love you, brother. I love you. And
then he kicks him.
He tries to like.
He tries to squash it.
Tries to squash it to get him distracted, to try to get Jay distracted. And it didn't work because he still lost.
Yeah.
Right here, he tries to kick. Oh, right now, Jay is telling Jimmy, come on, dude, kick me. Kick me.
They're in a super kick
battle. And they're going back and forth, like super kick back and forth. Let's see, like back then, that kick, you're done. 1, 2, 3. And these guys are still standing. Come on, do it again. And I think when Jay does the kick, the crowd go yeet. And then when Jimmy does the kick, they go no yeet.
Because of the shirt.
Because one day Jimmy was quoting his brother, Jay, and said yeet. And Roman Reigns, our tribal chief.
He lost.
We're not even there yet, dude. You just fucking spoiled it.
I'm pretty sure everyone who listened to our predictions watch WrestleMania.
We're not even there yet, man. You just ruined it, dude. Now I gotta delete this shit.
Do it. Let's reset.
Okay, reset. Anyways, he said yeet, and Roman Reigns looked at him like, did you just fucking say that? So then Jimmy checked himself. He said, no yeet, no yeet. So yeah, that was. I'm not telling you. He's even though he's like the villain, he is a funny villain, and he's like a stupid, like not as stupid.
He's not as funny as R-Truth.
Yeah,
but he's up there.
Yeah, R-Truth is better, but yeah, this guy, he tries to be funny. So right now, Jay just whooped him. He's down. And I think this is the part where he gets up and he says, hey, brother, I love you, man. Don't hit me, dude. Don't hit me no more, man.
Yeah.
And then freaking tricks him. Oh, there it is right here. Jimmy tries to shake
Jay's hand.
And I'm sorry. He tells him, I'm sorry. And then Jay's kind of falling for it a little bit. And he does pick him up. He picks him up. And then Jimmy does the bad guy thing. And fucking. Oh, there it is. Super kicks his brother. So he was bullshitting. So now he's going to climb the top rope to do the Uso splash. And it backfires, right?
No.
He hits it. But he doesn't get the three.
Yeah.
One, two, Nope.
Like, that was a special. Like, that's like the one
right time there, I dude. That, I'm telling you, dude. That's okay. Wow, well, but you know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, though. Like, that's a super splash right there. That's it. You're done.
It's over.
So, nope. He kicked out. Look, what could have been?
Be quiet.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
I will walk across the table right now, and I will flare chop you.
You're not going to flare chop anyone.
Woo!
You don't. You can't even quote someone. You haven't even watched wrestle.
I've seen Charlotte wrestle. That's close enough.
Charlotte Flair? All right, so the match is almost over here.
Let's Yeet's about here. To win.
So Yeet won. Let me see why I fast forward too much.
I think he just speared him.
He did, right?
Oh, yeah, he spears him through the corner.
Oh, no, he does. Oh, he spears him. He spears him, and then he does the... He
splashes him.
Okay, so look, Jimmy's about to do the super kick on Jay, and I think Jay...
He crosses the corner.
He counters it, kind of, and does a spear on Jimmy, and that's what gets Jimmy the... Yep, there it is. Boom. Jay, spear. Jay does a spear on Jimmy, and now Jay sets him up to do the Uso splash, and then Jay wins. So we also predicted Jay was going to win, so we're 4-4, dude.
Oh, yeah.
We're 4-4, bro. All right.
It's funny, though, how he had to go sideways because Jimmy.
Yeah, because the way Jimmy was laying. So in midair, Jay flips his body to be, not flips his body, kind of shifts his body to land like perfectly on top of his brother because his brother was, you know, not.
Oh, look, those guys with the glasses.
They're doing the Yeet dance again. So he landed on his brother to win. All right. What's the next match? Let's see here.
3v3.
Oh, the 3v3. I'm not really a big fan of this one. But we did call it, and they won. Bianca Belair versus Bianca Belair.
Jade Cargill.
Noemi. And what's her name again?
Jade Cargill.
Versus Damage Control. And we called it. I mean, this is not a regular. Oh, look. So... I was reading on Facebook, and there's this old school wrestler that from the Attitude Era. Mm-hmm. So when they come in the ring, see how they're in the ring?
Yeah.
Damage Control should have got out to respect the girls while they're in there, right?
Yeah.
And, sorry. Apparently, they were pissed off about this one right here. What's her name? See how she didn't get out of the ring?
Yeah.
See how she didn't, like, she should have got out of the ring, like, to be respectful.
Is that why they do that?
Yeah, they're supposed to get out of the ring and let the girls do
their little dance.
Yeah, whatever. Like, I don't know. I don't see that. I saw nothing wrong with it, but the old Attitude Era wrestler was kind of throwing his two cents and was talking papas. But anyways, this match wasn't nothing typical, nothing crazy. We can kind of fast forward. But yeah, the team of Bianca Belair, Noemi, and
Jade Cargill.
And Jake, what's her name again?
Jade Cargill.
They won the match, so we're good. We can skip this one.
Yeah, it was pretty boring.
It was nothing. Oh, look, what could have been?
Stop.
Every time the game shows up on the beginning of TV, I remind them. Let's see here, Bianca Belair. She does like. Don't they do like? Look at see how it's fixed. Did you see? What's her name?
Oh, that ring is really bouncy.
Yeah, I noticed that too. You see? Look at this one right here. What's her name?
I forgot her name. Hold on, let me think.
Kyrie
Sane.
Okay, look at watch. See how it's scripted. It's meant to happen. It's meant to be, right?
Yeah.
It's so obvious. She made it so obvious. So she's Bianca Belair's beating up on two of them at the same time at the corner of the ring, and she's.
There comes the third one.
She jumps over the third one. She slams one on the ground. Oh, she does like a stomach, like a backbreaker, but opposite. She slams. What's her name? Come on, call me out here.
Asuka,
and now she's slamming Kyra. Kyrie. So look at now she has all three on the ring, in the center of the ring. But look at Kyra, whatever her name is again. Kyrie. Look at. Watch. See how she landed on top.
She rolled like by their head.
Look, she was over here.
Yeah.
And look at how she got closer to Asuka. See that? That she made it so obvious. Like she was on by their heads. All of a sudden, she's laying next to them.
She should have stayed
And she
there.
Was still too far, and she had to get closer to her partner so that her competition...
Yeah, you can see her moving the
replay. Yeah, so I'm telling you, yes, it's 100% scripted. If they know who's going to win and why they're going to win and all that good stuff. But at the same time, if we don't know, you know, it's still entertaining.
Yeah.
You know, did you know the outcome of night two?
Uh-huh.
Of course not. All right, let's fast forward. We're done. We already said who won. And then, oh, the Miss and the Snicker commercial. That's pretty stupid. Funny. I wanted a Snickers on Monday so bad. I wonder why.
I don't really like Snickers.
Oh, man.
Like, all right.
Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Okay, this match.
I call baloney.
I call baloney. You call BS, too. So it looks like we're 1, 2, 3, 4.
4 and 1.
4, 5. We're 5 and 0, dude. Because you said the R-Truth. R-Truth. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't know. That was 4, though.
So no. Rhea. Oh, including
Bianca?
Rhea, Ray, Jay, Bianca, and her team, and R-Truth.
Oh, yeah.
So we're 4 and a half, dude. Well, 5.
We're 5.
We're 5 and 0. All right. The next match. Okay. I told you that this match, this, so the Sami Zayn versus Gunther. Do it.
Gunther.
The ring.
Oh, the ring guy.
There. I said that if you watch it, if you watch the storyline of Sami Zayn versus Gunther, at one point, they do like a montage to Rocky 3. Mm-hmm. When Rocky loses to Mr. T. I'm not sure what they call him in that movie. But he loses to Mr. T. And then he has to, you know, redemption. You got to fight him again.
Yeah.
And he tells, there's a part where he's telling his wife. He's running on the beach and he stops. And his wife's like, Adrian. He comes up. She comes up to him. He's like, what is your problem? What's going on? And he's like, I'm afraid. Is that what you want to hear? I'm afraid. And they're in Philadelphia. This is, everything happens in Philadelphia. So Sami Zayn, when they ask him, what's your problem? What's going on? And he says the same thing. He's afraid. He's afraid to disappoint his family. He's afraid. So I'm like, that's a Rocky III ripoff. Philadelphia. And so I am not a big fan of this match. We both called it. We both said that it was going to be Gunther who's going to win this match.
Yeah. No shame to Sami. Like, he's a good wrestler. But, like, really?
But, I mean,
he flinched.
I don't know, dude. I mean, no disrespect to any of these people, but I don't see Sami Zayn as the Intercontinental Champion. I see him more of a tag team champion. I see him more of a tag team champion. That's all I see him as. Maybe because when we started watching wrestling, that's he was a tag team champion.
He won a tag team
at WrestleMania where we were at. So yeah. I don't know. I don't see him. I don't know. I don't see him as a solo champion.
Especially if he was going against anyone else, like, say he went against like KO,
yeah,
or Logan or someone like that, I would consider he would win. But he went against Gunther and he won.
I mean, everybody, Gunther's been beating the shit out of people for 666 days.
Literally.
That's what we were off by like 20 days.
Were we?
Yeah, last time we recorded the podcast, we said it was 640.
Yeah, that's close enough.
2 weeks, a week later, it would have been 647. No, he had it for 666, the sign of the devil. Maybe that's why he lost it.
Maybe.
Because he was an asshole. No, I was, even though he's a villain, kind of like the heel type, I was not
a big fan of him losing.
I was not a big fan of him losing. I was kind of shocked about that one.
I think everyone was.
So I think this is the, let's just kind of fast forward. I'm a little pissed off now. I was not, like I said, man, it was a Rocky III storyline again. I saw that when he was in there, like I'm telling you, when he was training
with air quotes
training in the ring, and Jack Gable was asking him, what's wrong, dude? And he's like, I'm afraid. That's Rocky III. That's Rocky III, man. All right. And then in Philadelphia, come on.
City of brotherly love.
Yeah. And then they kept showing his wife a lot. They kept on showing Sami Zayn's wife a lot. She was in the crowd. Let's see here. I think that's it. Keep fast forwarding.
And I thought it was kind of stupid. He does a brain buster off the top turnbuckle.
And he does it again, right?
He does a brain buster. Then he Aluva kicks him. And then he does it again.
The thing is Sami Zayn already lost to Gunther a while back, like a few months ago. Like, all of a sudden you beat him? I don't know, man. I'm telling you, it was a montage to Rocky III, dude. You got to watch Rocky III now so you can see what I'm talking about.
It's boxing. I'm not into boxing.
It's not about the boxing.
I'm into wrestling.
It's not about boxing. It's about Rocky. All right, let's go.
Woo!
Let's go. I think the last match. That's it, dude. I think this is the last match. Oh, let me mute that shit. This is the last match, dude.
There's one more.
This is the one.
Because this part's an hour still.
Oh, so we were actually off. We are now down. Nope, we didn't get it.
5-1.
We're 5-1. Gunther did not win. But see, we're still 5-1. like I said, this shit is predictable. Oh, no, yeah. Dude, that's it. The next match.
This match is an hour?
Yeah. Well, you know the entrances and shit, everything. Oh, everybody like comes in. Each entrance is like 5 minutes entrance. Roman Reigns alone is like freaking...
takes forever.
Takes forever to come out.
Adam Pearce.
What are they announcing here? I forgot. Look at that sign in the back of Peppa Pig. I think all these big bobblehead thingies, I think they're too big. They're blocking other people's faces and shit.
Oh, those ones?
Yeah, somebody
Who
said...
Who are those people?
Somebody said that... someone on Facebook said... that I follow this page on Facebook. And they said that this guy right here and his daughter kind of ruined WrestleMania. Because all you see is their big, massive bobbleheads. And then they have one of Cody Rhodes. So
Santa deserved it.
So let's see. Sign. Yeah, Santa's... Those signs are funny. All right, let's see here. Let's fast forward. What's going on next?
I don't know how they're just announcing. Or
yeah,
announcing
there it is, dude. Something. Yeah, no, it's the main event now.
I hate those guys.
All right, The Rock. Now they're going based on the storyline of what's been happening with The Rock and Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes.
Suck up.
And what are you talking about, dude?
The Rock acknowledged him as a tribal chief.
The Rock, everyone acknowledges him as a tribal chief.
Bro, was I acknowledge him. Bro, as a tribal chief. Like a week ago, he was saying, "Or should I sit at the head of the table?" And then
he had to fucking make you believe that he was after Roman Reigns, dude.
And he was. And then Cody was like,
"No, man, nah. They're cousins, bro. They can't fight." Look at that.
Burned it down.
So now we have The Rock, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes, and Seth freaking Rollins. And we called it. We said that The Rock and Roman was going to win this match because they had to make night two
more entertaining.
Interesting. Was it interesting?
It was interesting. It was.
We'll get there. Diarrhea Dwayne. All right. So they're just showing the highlights of what's been going on for the past few months, of what led to this pay-per-view match and everything. What do you think about Cody Rhodes' entrance?
Cody's an awesome sauce.
It's because he's your hero.
Oh, yeah.
Did you forget that?
No. And then how he came out from under the ring.
Too. Oh, it was night two where he was wearing that mask.
Yeah.
Never mind. So, yeah. His trench coat's pretty cool. I think I want to get you that for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can walk around. Look at that. I think it's cool.
Oh, my God. We can get that like right now, and then we can take it to mom's, the person's wedding.
Yeah, we can go to the wedding. We all show up in that. That's pretty cool. I mean, that is pretty cool. All right. Does he give his belt to one of the kids?
Nah. Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
Oh, he gives it to his mom. He gives it to his father-in-law. That's his father-in-law.
His sister married someone?
That's his... No, his wife.
Ooh. That's his...
Come on, dude. That's his wife's dad.
Oh, yeah.
His father-in-law is what I said.
Oh.
Yeah, so he gives the belt to... I think they say he fought cancer. He beat cancer. Something like that, yeah.
Mama Rhodes.
All right, let's see here. Now Seth Rollins is coming out. He's wearing this goofy ass fucking suit. Can you explain to the people what he's wearing? Come on. I mean,
basically, it's like a cheetah thingy. Like, nah, not really. It's orange and black, and then it's long, like he's wearing a wedding dress, just like two times the size. So, like,
what do they call that? See, now I'm gonna Google it. Keep explaining that, cause I gotta Google what that thing said. What that thing
is. Like, you know that thing that hangs at the waist, and it like flows backwards. He's wearing like. That it's like doubled in size, half of it's blue, half of it's orange and black, and he's wearing like this giant bluish flower hat thingy at his shoulder, and it just looks ridiculous. I think some wrestler told him he has to stop going through his wife's closet, something like
that. Yeah, I think The Rock told him that.
I mean, it's like he's wearing a dress right now.
Yeah, no, I still don't see it. I know it has a name for it, but I can't find it.
It's sort of a wedding dress.
I did. But I can't find it. Watch, we're going to go in the house, and then mom's going to tell us. So it was that. So I'm like, shit. Anyways, yeah, it's a part of the dress that drags along the floor when they're walking up the aisle. And yeah, he's wearing like this cheetah /
bluish.
Dark blue. And like this rig, big, massive, like, flower. It looks like a sombrero / hat. I mean, sombrero / flower type thing. He's just so goofy. He's fucking goofy, dude.
Literally.
Hella goofy. All right, then. So let's see here. Oh, look who's coming out next.
I hate that guy.
How much of this can I play so we can hear it?
You can't play any of it. It's copyright.
Why?
You'll get fined.
Or because it's The Rock.
No, I hate that guy. You'll get fined.
Dude, you don't... Come on. You gotta admit, this entrance is pretty badass.
No, it's not.
Dude, there's this... there's this bull shape
fire ring
around him on the entrance of the ring.
He steps into.
Look at that.
If only he cooked
look
him.
At that. Come on, look at that. The people's champion, right? Look at that fucking badass right there.
The people's coward.
Why is he
beating up Cody Rhodes?
Stop hating on The Rock, dude. Look at that.
Dad, I'm gonna make you bleed.
Wow. I'm gonna take my belt off and freaking whip you with it.
Mama Rhodes.
I'm gonna call it Mama Martinez.
Uh-oh.
And whoop you with it. All right, so The Rock is showing off his People's Champion belt that Muhammad Ali's, I think, widow gave him at the Hall of Fame the night before.
Yeah.
That's a badass belt.
That was
a
bad idea, though.
I want it.
She just didn't have a good one.
Oh, my God. You just hit on The Rock.
He stole his name, too. The People's Champion. Ugh, I hit
him. He asked for permission, and Muhammad Ali was honored.
Copyright.
I and said, it. Okay. All right. This is back in, like, 97, bro.
She can find.
Relax, dude.
$50 billion.
This is back in 97, dude. All right, so The Rock's in the ring. He's talking papas to Roman Reigns. I mean, to Cody Rhodes. And there's your tribal chief right there, bro.
He's not my tribal chief.
He's your tribal chief right there. Look at that.
I'd rather acknowledge Paul Heyman.
I actually watched the Hall of Fame of Paul Heyman and his speech. Like it was an amazing speech.
It made you cry.
It did not make me cry, but
as a kid,
it's when he not made me cry, but it was kind of sad because he said that, you know, as he's up there giving his speech and he's up there accepting his award, he says that I wish my mom was here, I wish my dad was here, and then he looks at Cody because him and Cody, like Cody's dad,
worked together
and him worked together. They were, you know, so even though Cody's his tribal chief is beefing with Cody. He turned around and he said, where's Cody? And Cody was behind him. So he turns around and he stands on the opposite side of the table on the little booth that he's talking from. He gets the microphone, bends it over towards him, and he tells Cody Rhodes, and I wish your father was here to see this. So that was pretty cool. Like he honored Cody Rhodes' dad. But what he also started saying that he was only 15 years old. Paul Heyman was only 15 years old and he was a cameraman for wrestling back in the days.
That's crazy.
And then he started trying to give his ideas. He tried to give ideas to WCW, and everybody kind of just shushed him off because he's just a kid. He's a kid. He's 15. You know, by then he's like 20 years old. He's in his 20s, and everybody's like, "Nah, shush away." Now they're not listening to him, to his ideas. So he ends up doing his own thing, and he created ECW. And he said, even though ECW went away in 2001, ECW is still here, and everybody's like, "What the fuck?" Every time somebody pulls out a table, that's ECW. Every time somebody grabs a ladder, that's ECW.
What about a chair?
Every time somebody grabs a chair, that's ECW. Because he's the one that kind of invented
extreme
wrestling.
Yeah.
So he kind of brought it into the WWE. So remember in the Attitude Era where the King was beefing with Paul Heyman? And the freaking King was, yeah, get the hell out of here. And then Paul Heyman would bring his guys over and they would start some bullshit, supposedly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that's what that is. So here's the... the main event, The Rock versus Roman Reigns versus Cody and stop with the... You hate the guy? Stop looking at him then if you hate him so much.
I'm going to burn it.
Why are you looking at him? The Rock's just looking. Look, he's smiling at you, dude.
I'm going to chop his head off.
He's offering you something to drink. You want a drink?
No. I hate your drink.
Wow.
Zero sugar. Psh, come on.
Don't hate on The Rock, dude. All right, so let's see.
I like Michael Cole. He did not acknowledge a tribal chief.
No. Let's see, now they're just standing. People also complain on Facebook that this little standoff was too long.
Was it?
It was too long.
Yeah, they should have come to the mat.
Like the moment people weren't like celebrating or like cheering or like what the hell, they should have just killed the standoff. Like,
and then just started fighting.
Yeah, just started going. Let's see here.
You know what's cool though?
What?
Roman has the tattoo on one side and The Rock has it on the other side.
The Hawaiian tattoos. Well, The Rock has, but oh, I see what you're saying. Well, because The Rock had his the bull tattoo on his right arm, and then he ended up. It's technically still a bull. It just went from the little tiny little bull tattoo that he's had to half of his arm, to his whole arm.
Is that what it is?
It's still a bull. Yeah, you know why it's a bull?
Why?
Because it was born in May.
Oh,
if zodiac sign, it's a bull. Taurus.
Taurus.
Yeah, it's a bull. So I'm gonna.
Everyone born in May.
I was born in May.
Exactly.
The Rock and I celebrate the same birthday, dude. How dare you? You know what it's like being a kid, and you're looking up to your hero on TV, and on national television he says that his birthday is May 2nd.
Didn't you hate him though? What happened?
Why? No, not then. Not when he announced his birthday. Oh. Because when he announced his birthday, he was already the Rock and Sock connection.
Oh.
But how do you think? Imagine right now that Cody Rhodes is on national television and he says that his birthday is February 6th. What would you do?
Oh yeah.
That's. That's it.
Oh yeah.
Well, I didn't have an oh yeah reaction. I fucking almost pissed my pants. Couldn't believe what I just heard. The Rock and I, we're bond by birthdays, you know what, bro.
Once I grow up, I have a car and I have my own place to live, I'm just not going to see you on your birthday. I'll go the day before, the day after.
I have a friend that only remembers my birthday because of the Rock. What a dick. Huh? That's all right. I forgot his birthday this time only because I saw his wife posted happy birthday to his sister. Him and his sister are twins. So, oh shit, happy birthday, dude.
That's cheating.
If he hears this, my bad, bro. All right, so let's hear. Let's back to the match. The Rock is asking to be tagged in.
I hate that guy.
Dude, he doesn't eat it. All he ever does is love you, bro.
You know whose tattoo is better?
Which one?
KO's. You know his dinosaur one?
Uh huh.
I like
that. That is a better tattoo. That's really a better tattoo. Look at his face. Look at it right here. You see how it's a face? It's a bull.
It's so blurry.
Okay. See his tattoo? Look at his butt chonies. It's a bull.
The Rock. I hate that guy.
Oh my God. All right, he tags in. He tags in. So right now, they're actually outside of the ring. And they're fighting outside of the ring. So this is a regular tag match. So The Rock, because The Rock is part owner now because of TKO.
He cheated.
Hold on, let me finish. He instructed the referee very politely to not count.
He yelled at him, "Don't count or I'll fire you." What you mean politely?
It was very polite.
The ref had no choice. He has a family to feed.
The Rock told him, look right there, right there, right. The Rock, he's counting or whatever. And he says, look, man, don't count, bro. Don't count, dude. Just do me a favor. Don't count. All right? We cool, right?
No. He said, I'm the record of the board. You count, you're fired.
I don't know, man. It looked like, I mean, we can raise the volume if you
raise
want.
Raise the volume right now. I don't care about
copyright. Oh, I can't. Copyright, dude. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to get sued. Rock pretty much asked him to politely not to count.
Uh-huh. Whatever you say, but.
So now they're taking it outside of the ring, and
they're fighting.
They're fighting outside of the ring. They're taking it to the back. Cody Rhodes is on the entrance, the walkway, and The Rock went over there to punch him in the face.
Spit on his hand too.
Spit on his hand.
I hate that guy.
So they're back on the ring. I think at one point Cody Rhodes slams The Rock on some tables, right?
I think that's later.
Yeah. Well, once they go back in the ring, they don't go back out, right?
Or no, they do.
They do again?
Because they go out.
See, you fucking remember everything, dude.
And that's when Cody Rock bottoms The Rock through a table.
Oh, that's right. Did they go back out?
So smart.
That's right. So
I
right
can't
now,
remember my schoolwork, but I can remember this.
Oh, Cody Rose was about to go for a Cody Cutter, and fucking Roman Reigns just hit him with Superman punch. And it wasn't a three. Oh, dude, look at fucking, this is when Roman Reigns already bleeding from his nose.
What a loser. I hate that guy.
You hate him too?
Like
he's your Triple Chief, dude. That's a good picture right there.
That's a good photo.
If I was a cameraman right there, I'd take that photo right there.
And I'd sell it.
You still? I'm sure it's somewhere out there. I'm sure someone took it. That's a great photo.
Or like keep it for a couple years and like this vintage Cody punch by Superman.
There was another cameraman that The Rock was honoring, I think on SmackDown before WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it was SmackDown before WrestleMania. And or it was on Night 2. But anyways, this guy... There's a famous photo of Muhammad Ali, like he's like kind of looking down at the ground and kind of like yelling at somebody, and he has like his you know, because he's a boxer, and the guy's laying on the ground. That cameraman that The Rock was kind of talking to and kind of honoring, he took that photo. He also has been taking photos for a long time since he was a kid. Mm-hmm. So you need to get on that camera, dude. You need to hurry up.
I have a busy life.
What's that with what? Watching wrestling
Monday. I have track practice after school, and then after that I got band practice. Tuesday I got track practice.
Wait, you have band practice twice on Monday?
Oh no,
I think you said
track and the band.
Okay,
I said track and the band.
Oh my bad.
Tuesday, then I got track practice, and then I go home doing chores, eating dinner, da 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 da. Wednesday track and band practice, Thursday track practice, Friday track practice, Saturday it's me.
Just start taking your camera to school and go up to people and say, "Let me take your picture."
I don't
like
talk to
do it
people.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer. Let me take your picture.
Oh, he's bleeding. What a loser.
I want to take your picture.
I hate that guy.
I want to take your picture.
That's kind of weird.
Hey, I told you we can't go anywhere until you finish watching wrestling. No? Okay, that was funny.
No.
You're kind of creepy. All right. One, two, three. There it is. Nope. Nope. They haven't won. Ooh, the Rock is getting pissed off.
I hit that guy. What a loser. Imagine.
Now the Rock is going off very politely.
Did we skip the part where we put him through a table?
Did we? Who went through a table?
The Rock went. No, because the thing's not up yet. Okay, never mind. No, because look, the announcer is still good. The announce desk is still okay.
Oh, the when he went through the announce table. Oh, that's right. Cody Rhodes does a rock bottom on the table. This thing's about to end. And when is it?
This is the part four. This is part three.
No, it's done, dude. This is the last of it.
Nuh-uh.
There is no four.
If he spears him right now, The Rock, there's still time.
Right here. Let's see here.
No, because look at
the both announce tables are still up.
Exactly. They're still out of the part.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. Because that was it. That was the last of it. There's not a four.
That's part four.
Is there?
Go back. You'll see.
All right, let me go back to part four.
Look it.
Boom. Where? There is no part four.
Where is part four?
We were robbed, dude.
That's not the end of it.
We were robbed, dude.
Because after that, then that's when Cody puts The Rock through a table.
Yeah, we were robbed, dude. A part four.
Well, we're just going to have to talk about it.
Oh. Let me mute
that. Yeah, because look at
it. Was that before or after the rock bottom?
That's
so
before.
They just did the pedigree on both Roman Reigns. Oh, I think it was. Yeah, it was after, huh?
Yeah.
The rock bottom was after the pedigree. So it looks like we're not going to have the entire match. We were robbed, dude.
Luckily, I remember.
What do you remember?
Well, they're fighting, and then
oh no, there it goes. It's still going. It just won't let me fast forward anymore. Oh no, there it is.
That's where it ends.
This is some bullshit, dude.
Yeah,
this is some bullshit. Unless it's on night two. Well, so go ahead, talk about it then.
Well, then they're fighting. So Seth is dealing with Roman, so he doesn't get in the way. Well,
this one does have a part four.
Yeah, see, and then Cody. He jumps from the Spanish announce desk into the English announce desk, and he puts The Rock through a table.
Copyright.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that's basically it. Then The Rock spears, Roman spears The Rock.
Oh, that's right. Roman spears The Rock by accident. It was a complete accident.
Suspicious.
And then The Rock looks like he's in some severe pain.
What a loser.
And then, but anyways, the Rock ends up winning that match. Ends up winning. And then, Rock was going to do the people's elbow, people were also complaining that he should have done the people's elbow. But he did it anyways. So, The Rock did the people's elbow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're 6.5. 6-1.
6-1.
We're 6-1. All right. This is night 2 of WrestleMania. And you say we weren't going to have an hour long. It's already an hour and 7.
Already? Okay, let's wrap this one up then.
Let's fast this one up. All right, let's see here. Who's going to fight first? Who fights first? Bailey?
No. No, because Bailey fights before Cody.
Oh, no. It's fucking Seth Rollins versus
Drew McIntyre. Ooh, that fight was so awesome,
So freaking Drew McIntyre. So obviously, Seth Rollins just fought the night before, and he is pretty beat up. Stephanie McMahon came out to announce WrestleMania night 2. She's a freaking
Where's her husband?
God right there, dude. She's a god. You don't have no idea. She's a attitude era goddess.
There you go. Okay? God is man.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean, dude?
Yeah.
Don't get crazy on me, dude.
You know what, Buster?
I'll rock bottom you right now through this table.
Go do
it. I'll take all my podcast shit. I'll throw it off on the floor and I'll fuck you up, dude.
Do it.
All right. It's cost a lot of
money. That's what I thought,
Buster. she comes to announce WrestleMania and announces that it's no longer under Vince McMahon. Well, she doesn't say it, but this is now under her husband. Her husband, Triple H, is now running the show.
Oh, he owns it?
So she's like, no, he doesn't own it, but he's running the show.
You should have him make you a script.
So it said, she said, pretty much says it, you know, this is a special at WrestleMania because it's the one that's ran by Triple H.
Paul Levesque.
Yeah, Paul Levesque. I've never heard that his name was Levesque.
I don't know. Like, it looks so weird. It doesn't look like you pronounce it Levesque.
Yeah, right?
I don't know.
The English language is ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. So there comes Drew McIntyre to the ring.
With his Clash of the Castle outfit because that's where he got robbed. What a loser.
And then comes Seth Rollins with another goofy outfit.
He comes out with a band of people singing his song.
Yeah, like a bunch. I wouldn't call. I think you would see these kind of people like at like at Mardi Gras type shit. That's the way they're dressed. I don't know. It's like Aztec warriors meet Mardi Gras. I don't know, man. It's like 100 of these guys. Is that the best way to explain it?
I don't know.
You don't know Mardi Gras, so yeah, you know, good. All right, let's fast forward. But this match starts right away with Drew McIntyre knocking him out with the fucking
Claymore,
like his special. Into the game. Two seconds into the match, and he Claymores him with his special, and then Seth Rollins kicks out. And obviously, like, Drew McIntyre pretty much has most of the match. He's just kicking his ass because supposedly, you know, obviously he's hurt from the night before. And,
yeah.
And he even has bandages on his back. I don't even think this match lasts long, dude.
No, I said the whole thing.
Yeah, look at that. Seth Rollins is going to do the pedigree. He does it, too. Look at, he does it. Boom. But then homeboy kicks out.
His knee gives out.
Oh, he wants to do the stomp right here, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, right? Oh, it does happen.
He kicks out, though.
Yeah. That's what I'm telling you. Those specials don't mean shit nowadays.
No.
Anyways, so this is one of the matches that I told you was going to happen. We said this Seth Rollins was going to win.
I said that. You said that Drew McIntyre was going to win.
You think so? Oh, I did say that. You're right. See, I said that you predicted Seth. I predicted Drew McIntyre because of the storyline. He's being a crybaby little bitch. And he's the villain, and I said that he was gonna win, but he was gonna lose the belt the same day. So there we go. The match continues, so and so and so on and so on, and then so Drew McIntyre actually wins the match.
He claymores him like
twice in a row. Yeah, dude, and he wins it. He's champion.
Seth was crying.
Seth Rollins was crying. He looks like he has a black eye. Drew McIntyre is crying. Oh, he is crying. Yeah, he really is crying. Look at that.
Or is he just really sweaty?
Well, I mean, I don't know, dude.
You can't tell.
Maybe he forgot to drink some of that rock stuff. Anyways, you deserve it. You finally deserve it. Ah, he don't deserve shit.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this is the part where Drew McIntyre fucked up.
This was his fault.
This was completely his fault. So he goes, he's about to leave the ring, and then realizes that CM Punk is the guest announcer for the match. So instead of leaving the fucking ring,
he went to go
provoke CM Punk. So now he's in CM Punk's face, rubbing the belt in his face. Not literally, but you know what I mean? Yeah. It's all right. He continues. And then he pretty much pisses off CM Punk, where CM Punk takes off his arm brace and hits Drew McIntyre in the head with it. And he's setting it up. Boom. The moment he does that, Damian Priest's song comes on. And he's stopping him first. Senor Money in the Bank is about to cash in. So CM Punk is still whipping, what's his name? And then, boom, Damian Priest's music. And even CM Punk is shocked. He's like, oh, shit. But then he puts a smile on his face. There it is. He knows what's about to happen.
So he gets out of the way.
So he moves out of the way. Damian Priest runs. He grabs his briefcase, knocks out freaking Drew McIntyre again. Hands over the briefcase to the referee and says, I'm cashing in right now. Very politely.
Very politely. Unlike The Rock. I can't believe it.
Wow. And I'm cashing in. So he's going to do his...
Ring the bell.
I call that a fucking choke slam.
It's the South of Heaven, though. That's what they call it.
South of Heaven?
Yeah.
And then 1, 2, 3. Damian Priest is your new world champion.
Oh, yeah. World heavyweight
champion. World heavyweight champion. My bad, bro. My bad.
Oh, Buster.
I called this one. So, see, this one, I don't know, man. I called it.
Well, technically, in the end, we were both right because we both said that he was in the cash in.
Yeah, you're right. We think we did. We both said that.
Okay. So, we'll count that one as half.
Okay, half and half. Okay, so
6.5 and 2. 6.5 and 2.
Which one was the other one we thought was wrong? Oh, the Gunther Seth Rollins?
And
Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. We're going to fast forward now. He's a new champion. He's celebrating with...
Family came out.
With the family came out. Freaking Rhea Ripley. Rhea Ripley took off her makeup. She looks weird. Anyways, let's see here. The Rob.
I hate that guy.
Hey, why do you hate him so much?
I hate that guy.
He is the most electrifying man in sports entertainment today.
No, he's not.
Okay, if you say so. All right, what's next? Snoop Dogg came out to present just to be an announcer.
Who is next?
Bailey, I think.
No, 3v3.
Oh, the street match, the Philadelphia street match.
Yeah, this one's pretty lame.
It was. We'll fast forward it, but we said
Bobby Lashley was gonna win.
Bobby was gonna win, and I don't see it though. I don't see it. Where's Bobby? Did I not write it down?
Did you write it in night one?
No.
What about night two?
I think we said we didn't care for this one, really, so we didn't write it down.
Yeah.
So Bobby Lashley won.
Bobby was all right, so it doesn't matter.
I think, yeah, I don't think we wrote it down because we didn't care. This is the one where the match, we said the table broke really easy.
Yeah.
This street fight was kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Get that table. Right there. No.
Yeah.
Boink.
Oh, the only thing funny about this match was that Bubba Ray Dudley was the special guest referee. And when one of the heels for the other guys got in his face, Bubba Ray put on his glasses on, which have no freaking lenses.
I know.
And he pretty much tells the guys that won to go get the table, and they do the where he jumps off the top rope onto the guy's private areas, and that was the only part that was funny.
Isn't that the guy who powerbombed the lady through a table?
That was the guy that was
the old lady.
This is the guy that Bubba Ray is in the Attitude Era. Yeah, power slammed Mae Young, I think her name was. And then look at freaking Snoop Dogg, who beat up The Miz last year at WrestleMania.
Why y'all bringing that up?
Huh?
Why y'all bringing that up?
Because he's right here, dude. Oh, that's right. You like The Miz now.
The Miz is so awesome possum.
Oh, my God. He's awesome possum?
Yeah.
Oh, look at, I think I that guy. This one right here. Oh, no, this one's 4. Maybe I should have gone down here or something. Go back to WrestleMania 1? Nah, we already said what happened.
No, because you scrolled down and it said 03.
That's weird. All right, let's go to some more. Okay, so Bobby Lashley, we didn't write it down because we weren't really like,
yeah.
Okay, and the next one, also, this one kind of like,
what the?
Oh, they're showing playback.
Yeah, The Rock whipped Cody.
He did hit him with the belt, huh?
He whipped him. Mama Rhodes.
He did. 1, 2, 3. There it is. People's elbow.
1, 2, 3. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, there it is. They're showing the highlights from the night before. Hey, that's your prayer with Chief, dude.
And he was crying in the ring again. So just like last year. Except with no rubber chicken.
All right. So now they're showing the LA Knight versus
AJ Styles.
AJ Styles beef.
Slim Jim.
Slam it to Slim Jim. let's see here. Oh, this is the part where he takes the...
What does the foot look like that?
Because they built it on top of a layer. Like, so underneath underneath all that stuff, there's the football field. Mm. Or there's dirt, or they'll take off the football field. Depends on the stadium. I believe the Cowboys, they can take off the entire football field. I believe the Rams, you can take off the whole football field. I think. I'm not sure. Because they're not real grass.
Fake grass.
So I think this one is real grass, and they put like this protective
layer over it.
Because, yeah, that looks like a box. That looks like a... Yeah. So he took the padding off the floor, and he got dropped
on it.
He ended up getting dropped on it. LA Knight in the one that got...
LA Knight got dropped on it.
Got dropped on it. Who ended up winning this match? LA Knight. We called LA Knight.
Of course you did.
Okay, LA Knight. Like so, yeah, we're fast forwarding this one. It's cool.
Slim Jim.
It's all right.
I like that Slim Jim card, though.
That is a pretty cool card.
Macho Man Randy Savage.
All right, let's see. Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
The Hall of Fame, look at when Paul Heyman was saying...
ECW.
Hey, man, I give him props, dude. He's been doing this shit for a long time, dude.
Yeah.
He's been doing it for a long time.
He would be more popular if he was a Cody.
I'm just saying. Oh, God.
Just as Cody. I hate that guy.
Oh, my God. So I just fast forward to the next match, and it's JoJo's Hero.
I hate that guy.
Logan Paul. I did not see this coming, dude. Brass knuckles. I did say something about the brass knuckles. Brass knuckles were used, but not the way we described it. So, Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus KO. Triple threat. And
he got the go for it.
Oh, this is funny. This is funny because the beginning of the match, so before when Randy went... KO, Kevin Owens comes out first, right?
Yeah.
And then Randy comes right after, and Kevin Owens pulls up in a golf cart, and he picks up Randy Orton, and they ride together to the freaking ring, which they're fighting each other. They're supposed to, you know.
How do we understand that?
And so pretty much a quarter of the match, Randy Orton and KO are just teaming up. They're teaming up together. They're just beating up on freaking on Logan Paul. And then when Randy tries to sneak one on KO, right? I think it's right here. Right there, look. Oh, he tries to do the RKO on Randy or on Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens was like, ah, oh, man, we're going to do this now? We're going to do this right now.
We're going to wait till later.
Or we're going to wait till later. We're going to do this now? And that's what it sounded like. Oh, and Randy Orton's like, fuck, I fucked up, dude. I fucked up. I should have hit it. He's, ah, oh, man, I should have got it. So, ah, oh, my bad, bro. And then, oh, we're going to do this now? Look. We're going to do this now? Okay, we're going to do this now. And then they start swinging at each other. Okay, we're going to do this now. They just start swinging at each other. So their little teamwork went to shits now.
Yeah.
Freaking.
European uppercut.
They're going to, okay, fucking Logan Paul's doing a number on Randy Orton. Now Randy Orton and Kevin Owens are fighting. Let's see here. Fast forward. I know at one point they bring out the brass knuckles. Oh, at one? Oh. So last year's WrestleMania, Logan Paul came out with this fucking giant Prime bottle. This guy dressed up in the Prime bottle. And then now he did it again. He did it again. So Randy Orton goes and gives him a fucking kick. Clears the fucking table. The announce table.
Well, this time it was iShowSpeed. Yeah. That famous YouTuber.
Oh, who is it?
iShowSpeed.
Oh, yeah. JoJo's all into YouTubers and shit.
I don't like this guy, though.
Ah, it doesn't seem like, you know his name, though. So he rips the freaking Prime bottle costume off of him. And he puts him on the table, on the announce table.
And it doesn't break.
Yeah, that's the part that sucks, dude. Like, I don't know, man. I think those are more painful.
Because he's not heavy enough.
Yeah, and he does, I believe, an RKO on him, right?
Yeah.
He does an RKO on this guy on the announce table. But the announce table doesn't break, so...
He just bounces
off of it. He just lays there. All right, so since Randy Orton was distracted with this Prime bottle, dude, now you got Kevin Owens on him. Again?
No.
Oh, they're showing the replay. They're showing the replay.
Yeah.
They're showing the replay. So that means Logan Paul already. Yeah, Logan Paul won already.
Randy hit KO with the RKO.
There it is. RKO.
Logan threw him out of the ring.
And then Logan came out and threw him out of the ring. Or tried.
And he threw him out.
Oh, yeah. He threw him out of the ring, which was something stupid.
Goes on the ropes and does a frog splash.
Yeah, that's right. So he... I'm going to say he... He did hit somebody with the brass knuckles, right?
He did.
Yeah, so he did cheat, fucker.
He hit both of them brass knuckles.
So we got this one wrong. He ended up, Logan Paul ended up winning, little bastard.
6.5-3.
Yeah, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit. Let's see here. Next one.
Mama Rhodes.
All right, let's see here.
Oh, this person only 39 minutes.
What happened?
This person only 39 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just right now we're talking about the Bailey drama with her own crew of Damage Control.
Like an Egyptian person.
Yeah. Let's see here. Yeah, we weren't really like invested in this match. I mean, kind of, because we wanted Bailey to win.
But we all knew Bailey was
going to win. You know, so she ended up winning. They gave her the belt and she's back on top. She's the champion again.
And Neo Sky's a loser.
Yeah. So yeah, that one we kind of just fast forward. We got that one right.
Oh, yeah. Then the Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders came out with Snoop Dogg again.
With Snoop Dogg, and they're just bullshitting. I can't even hit play or sound because then we're going to get copyrighted. Oh, he just announces how many people showed up to watch the fight or whatever, to watch wrestling.
I hate that guy.
All right.
Next part.
Let's see here. Is it this? Is the last one, huh?
Yep.
Oh, this is it. This is the one. This is the one.
An hour and 3 minutes.
We'll fast forward.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to go through heartbreak again, do you?
Oh, heartbreak.
The fact what you're about to see, dude.
Yeah, the fact that Cody is about to win.
We don't know that.
We literally watch it. What you mean we don't know that?
We're just recapping it, like if it was live. Mm-hmm. All right, Cody Rhodes comes back out. He's the first one, since he's a challenger, he's the first one to come out. I like the mask he's wearing. He's wearing like this... Oh, wait, already?
You fast forwarded it.
Did I? Went too far? That's his wife. Yeah. Came out with him.
Right here.
Let me see.
I like that. That's a cool background.
Is it He-Man who wears a mask? I think it's He-Man.
He-Man, Woman Haters Club?
No, that's the wrong He-Man, dude.
Oh.
Let's see. Who's texting me? I have to ask you something. Let me know when you're done. I have to ask you. Mom's asking us something. I'm going to tell we're almost done.
That mask. That's a cool mask. I like his trench coat.
Yeah, trench coat's pretty cool in this one. It has some kind of like skeleton type mask. It's like a skeleton Statue of Liberty type mask.
With the wings on the side.
Yeah. So the mask is pretty cool. It's like a He-Man type mask. Anyways, but it's, yeah, or let me see. I'm gonna fast forward. Fast forward, he goes to the ring. He goes to the ring.
I hate that guy.
Hey, stop saying that, man. He's your tribal chief.
No, he's not.
He's your tribal he's chief.
You know who's my tribal chief? Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes is not even a tribal chief.
He's
Cody Rhodes, chief. All right. Now they're starting it. They're starting it off.
He takes out a table. What a
so loser. Now this is a bloodline rules, meaning it's technically a no disqualification match. They just... And anybody, obviously, that's all it really is, no disqualification match. So
just called bloodline rules.
I think Cody pulls out a table, and then Roman Reigns is like, nope, he puts it back under the ring. Oops. And people start booing him. What happened?
Cody got a kendo stick. Started smacking him with it.
Who brought the kendo stick out, though?
Roman.
Yeah.
What a loser. I hate that guy.
Oh, my God.
Now they're in the crowds.
Now they're fighting in the crowd. Or was it here? Was it here?
Yeah.
It was here that he did it to Roman, not to The Rock. Yeah. So he's going to...
The Rock, they didn't go this far.
Yeah. So the freaking... So Roman Reigns just threw...
They don't like the supply boxes.
Yeah, supply boxes type shit. And then he's about to do the... slam him on it. And then Cody counters it. And it does it to the Roman. He does it to Roman.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Stop it, dude. He did nothing to you. Roman Reigns loves you, dude.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
When does the first guy come out? Cody Cutter?
Cutter. So that
Superman punch.
So Cody Rhodes just got a Superman. Roman Reigns just did a Superman punch on Cody.
Cody,
and see, he kicked out, dude. Come on, dude.
Hey, the guy.
Come on, bro. Really, you got to kick out everything?
Yeah.
You can't be kicking out of everything.
Yeah, sir.
All right. So then, look at what could have happened. Now
he's looking for a spear.
He's gonna spear him. The Roman is gonna spear. Boop. And
Cody kicks him in the face. Cody Cutter. Oh yeah! Boom.
All
right. Right on the jaw.
When it's about Cody, I'll let you talk. I'm going to sit back. Knock yourself out.
No, don't sit back. One, two. Kick out Roman sucks. I hate that guy.
All right. Let's see here.
When does the first guy come out?
Okay. So let's go. So they're still fighting. I think it was like a 45-minute match or something.
No, too far. Too far.
All right. Let's see here.
Did Jay already come out?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, right now, they're like in the middle of they're outside of the ring, and he's about to
spear Roman.
He spears Roman.
Cody spears Roman through the barricade into the announcer area.
And they're just laying there.
And he died.
Who died? Roman died?
Yeah.
Nah, he's alive.
Nah. Oh.
He's alive. Cody looks like he's hurt, dude.
He's hurt.
I don't know.
He's in a world of pain.
I don't know if he can make it, dude.
He's going to make it.
I don't think he's going to make it.
I think Roman's going to make it.
So Cody is getting up, and I think he's about to pick him up and take him to the ring, right?
Yeah. I think this is where Jimmy Uso comes out.
So Jimmy Uso, part of the bloodline, comes out to help Roman Reigns.
What a loser. I hate that guy.
You hate everybody, dude.
No, I don't hate Jimmy. Jimmy's cool.
Jimmy's cool?
Yeah.
You like Jimmy even though he's in the bloodline?
Jimmy just got jumped. If y'all seen it. If you have.
You can't fast forward to what happened in SmackDown today.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about that, too?
If you want to, after this. After
just like 5 seconds.
After this. When does he come out, though?
I don't know.
The hell was that?
Cody's going looking for a crossroads.
And he does.
Boom.
It.
Boom. He hits Roman with the crossroads.
Look at freaking Paul Heyman's face.
Does it again.
Paul Heyman's face is priceless, dude.
But he hits Roman again.
Cody's, he's about to go for the third Cody's one,
looking
huh?
for the third one.
Oh, Solo comes out first.
Nuh-uh.
No, we missed it then?
You fast forward too far. Because remember, spoiler alert, Jimmy comes out and then Jay spears him off the downslope thingy
onto tables. Oh, there it is. You're right. I did go too far.
I told you.
My bad, bro, my bad. So smart. Jimmy comes out to interfere in the match, to help
Roman.
Roman. And then
he's like, spear him.
Spear him. He's about to help Roman spear.
No, Superman
punches. Superman punches him. But then,
Jay Uso comes out.
Jey Uso comes out to help. Look at Roman's raised face.
Like, so then oh my he's God, like, Jimmy,
dude.
Go get him.
Handle your brother, dude. Go handle your brother.
So, and of course, he's coming.
And then Jimmy's running up the ramp.
Jay hits him with a super kick.
And then Jay hits him with what JoJo just said? No, not yet, dude.
Never mind. He punches. They punch him. And then they stop. Super kick right now. Boink. Rock the jaw.
Look at how the cameraman's already down there.
And then Jay spears Jimmy off the ramp. Boom.
Into tables.
Two tables.
But notice how the cameraman was already down there?
Yeah.
I mean, tell you, dude.
He's prepared for anything.
Yeah. Gotta be ready.
And then Roman's like, oh, what just happened?
One, tries to steal two, one. Three. Nope.
Nope.
Spear. He just speared him.
Roman just speared Cody.
So does now he goes through all that? We already watched it where he put him through the thing. Yeah, huh? Right there. Look.
Yeah, now he does.
Now he puts him through the to the
barricade.
Barricade.
And then this one Solo comes out and messes with him. And then,
hold on.
Okay, I'm holding. Hold on. What do I hold on to?
Okay. Okay. So now, there it is, right there.
Now Solo's trying to pick
Solo
up.
Solo did. So Cody Rhodes is doing the Cody Cutter over and over again, and then fucking Solo comes
Solo
out.
Solo comes out and he does spikes he him.
Spikes the
Samoan spike.
Samoan spike on the. I'll let you talk over it.
He spikes Cody. He's like an Angie. And then, he's making sure that Cody's down and out, and he's trying to pick up Roman for him to get the pin. Literally, like, drags him onto the body of Cody Rhodes. I think that should be cheating.
It's Berlin rules, dude. No disqualification. So
the rest was counting. One, two. Cody kicks out.
And then Solo.
I don't think Solo notices that yet.
I don't know. I think he did. He did. He's not liking it. He does that. Oh, shit. He's doing a slow turn. Slow turn. Looks at homeboy.
Look at that. They're both facing opposite ways.
Why does he attack Cody Rhodes so much? They have the same color hair. Like,
no, Cody's lighter. His is more pasta colored.
Uh-oh. So there's Solo's getting pissed off. Nice. And then he's about to fuck up Cody Rhodes again. Boom. When?
He's whamming on him.
When? Where? When? Where is it at? Where is it at?
The spikes.
Is he going to spike him again?
Yeah. He's like, Roman, get up.
He's telling Roman, get up now. Come on, dude. Like, he's telling his tribal
Roman's
chief.
Roman's like, I know.
I know. I know that you know. I know.
But do they know that we know that they know?
I don't know. So there he goes. He's getting him ready.
He picks up Cody.
He's picking up Cody so that
the
Roman...
dead body of Cody.
And then he's about
they do
to
do the little dance.
Ooh, ah. And
boom.
Spears Cody
Samoan
Rhodes.
Samoan spike spear combo.
Two birds, one stone.
One, two.
Cody kicks out. Come on. Really?
Cody just built different.
Cody's built
he's
different.
Greatness above.
Oh, okay.
Not number Marines.
Hey, you don't talk to our tribal chief like that. So now Solo's getting more pissed off.
Because he don't want to stay down. Because
he won't.
And then.
Oh, and then here comes.
My dad's hero.
John Cena. So cool. The history with John Cena and Solo is that John Cena put. Solo put.
At Crown
John
Jewel.
Cena at Crown Jewel. Put John Cena out of
commission for like a bajillion years, and then all of a sudden he had to make a reappearance.
Boom! One,
two,
boom. Three,
four,
boom. And he does the
over the rope,
throws him out of the rope, out of the ring, and then he does the FU on Roman Reigns.
Yeah, you mean the attitude adjustment?
The FU, dude.
Come on, then.
No, when John Cena first came out, it was the FU, dude.
Yeah, well, you gotta use the proper terms. Oh. And then John Cena setting up the table, the Spanish announcers. He picks up Solo.
The FU on the assault.
Attitude adjuster through a table. Boom.
It's the FU.
It's the attitude adjuster.
Okay. It's and attitude adjuster.
He's like, oh yeah. And then the
and
Rock
then
comes
the
out.
Rock comes out.
The final boss.
The most electrifying boss in sports entertainment
today. You
mean
the most bald-headed boss? Ooh, got him.
Ooh. You ain't got shit, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Even John Cena has hair.
So The Rock's coming out to now handle John Cena because John Cena is sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. Blah, blah, blah. That's the story. We're
he
sticking
has to do
to
that
it.
Slow walk.
He's walking really slow. So let's fast forward.
I hate people that walk slow. He takes off his mama robes.
So wait a minute. So what did he do to John Cena? He did the Rock Bottom to John Cena, right?
Yeah. It was over after that.
And that's it. John Cena's out. Out and out.
He's
oh,
like, you can't see me. And then John Cena got Rock Bottomed.
Boom. Rock Bottom. That's it. He's done. Get the fuck out of my ring. I mean, politely leave my ring. That's what he told him. Like, can you please leave my ring?
I can't believe you did. I hate that guy.
He told him very nicely.
So
now he takes off his belt
that says Mama Rhodes.
Mama Rhodes. And he's about to start whipping the hell out of...
And then the shield comes out.
He's about to start whipping Cody Rhodes when the shield... The shield is the
old name for
Seth Rollins. For Seth Rollins.
When he was still working with Roman Reigns.
When they were all like... You
best
know,
friends forever.
When they're their version of the bloodline, their team. So he's like, The Rock's like, bring it, dude, bring it.
Just bring it.
And he's looking around to see when this guy is going to come out. And then I think he finally comes out. But he really does nothing because he gets whipped with a chair. There he is. Boom. So he got Superman punched.
And it's Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins is out for the count. He's dressed like the Shield clothing from back in the day. So now The Rock is yelling for Mama Rhodes. Look what I'm going to do to your son. I'm going to help him get up and, you know, wipe him off.
No, And he whips him.
Nah, he's not telling
him. He whips him.
He's going to help him get up, dude.
Okay, like, ready?
Uh-oh. So he's about to start hitting.
Ka-chow.
He's about to start whipping Cody Rhodes with the belt, and the lights go out.
Dong.
And I fucking told you. It wasn't Stone Cold Steve Austin, but I told you it had to be somebody from the Attitude Era. I told you, and I called it. What'd you tell me?
I told you.
No.
No, I told you.
The lights go out, the lights come back on, and the Undertaker is standing
behind him with a very not nice look on his face.
He looks scary, huh?
His eyes are just like bulging out of his face. And The Rock turns around, he's scared. I hate that bald-headed freak. And then he tries to whip the Undertaker. Undertaker grabs him, choke slam, boom, take that. And then he's like, oh yeah, he looks like Cody. He looks back at The Rock, and the lights go back out.
Hey, keep going. You're doing a good job.
Oh, and the lights are out.
That's it?
You can't see while the lights are out.
Oh, I can't see shit. I can see everybody's phones.
Stop. And then when the lights turn back on, all you see is that Mama Rhodes belt, and The Rock, and The Undertaker are gone. Which is kind of crazy.
The fucking, the dead man took him with him to the underground.
Oh, thank God.
Nah, he's right there.
Thank you. You sure?
Yeah. So now Roman grabbed the chair. He's about to hit.
A steel chair.
It's more of a rubber chair.
Stop.
He's going to hit Cody Rhodes with the chair. And then he looks at Seth Rollins. Because Seth Rollins and Roman obviously have beef from a long time ago. So now Roman's is now distracted with.
He hits Seth on the back of the head. On his back with the steel chair. And he kicks him out of the ring. Now he's lining up the shot with Cody. He's going to spear him.
Ooh, ah. And then the
boom. Cody blocks it because Cody's just like that.
And this is where he does a three. Boom. One, right?
Crossroads.
Three crossroads, right?
Picks him back up. Boom. Two crossroads. He's looking down. He picks him back up. He looks tired. Why is he shaking? He's shaking his little boots.
And then boom. Crossroad a third crossroads. Time.
Pin. One. Two. Three. Your new WWE Undisputed Champion, Cody Rhodes.
And we called it. You called Cody.
I know, obviously.
Because you said he was your hero.
Oh, yeah.
So, how was the environment at the house? Because now we have Mom and Nick both watching this.
Oh, my God. The environment was crazy. Oh, my... Our baby cousin came over. She's not even a year yet. When The Rock came
out,
She's 4 months old. When The Rock came out, she started crying.
Yeah, she did.
She has great taste. Like, I hate that guy.
Oh, wow.
Like, I was so proud.
You were so proud of a 4 month old.
Older cousin moment. Bro, but it was crazy.
There it is. WrestleMania's over.
And then he gave his belt to Mama Rhodes. He can finally give it to her.
He finished his story.
And there's his wife.
Apparently, that's your mom's...
That's mom's rival.
Second husband.
Yeah, that is
she's in love with Cody Rhodes. She loves his eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, whatever. That's what it is.
Hey, man, you got Rhea Ripley.
I don't know. Rhea Ripley's kind of scary, dude. So, that was WrestleMania 40, guys. Julian wanted to come on here last time and do a little predictions. And the day of WrestleMania, said, Dad, let's go do a follow-up, a recap of what happened. And like I said, not every podcast episode needs to be all depressing and sad. And,
yeah,
you know, it could be fun. I mean, I'm doing something with my son here. We did ask the other one. He's like, nah, I don't want to do it. So
he's a loser.
He's going to hear this one day. Nah. And, yeah, I know. So we're just having a good time. Having fun right here. Just what happened?
You know what would be cool?
What?
If this was episode 40 on WrestleMania 40.
Oh, we're long past that, dude.
Yeah. Just title this episode 40.
Okay. So this is going to be episode 40?
Yeah.
So, again, I mean, if you like this, like not just this episode, but other episodes, other podcast. I mean, other my episodes. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Follow me on Instagram. I did want to give a shout out to this podcast that I started listening to. They're called Viva Con Huevos. It's similar stories, people growing up and how they grew up and stuff like that. I really enjoy that podcast, and I reached out to one of the guys the other day and. They sent me a screenshot of them listening to episode 110. I was like, oh, shit. They started with a good one.
What was 110?
When Angel was here.
Oh,
And so yeah, give them a follow. Go check them out. Viva con Huevos podcast. They have it on Spotify. Again, if any of these podcast episodes touched you or in any way, or like I said, if you can like share, stop watching the replay. Like, share, subscribe, and till next time, JoJo. Like I end every podcast, buddy. Thank you for riding with me.
Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah.
What else?
What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
I hate the guy.
What do you hate?
I hit the ball head funny.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.